Hello everyone and welcome. My name is Dr. Mark A. Hicks and this is Life Strategies. This is the show where we deal with the problems of life because life is difficult and it has many challenges and we cannot solve every problem, but we can make life better if we have the right strategies, and I'm here to help you do that. Today I want to bring up a topic that can affect every area of our life. It's a major strategy that can just make life better if we learn how to incorporate this into our life, and that is the strategy of having fun. Learning how to have fun in life is an important element to a healthy life. And too often we get distracted into the very serious things of life. We get caught up in work and taking care of our homes and all these very important things. And then life just has its problems. As I always say, life is difficult. And so we have to address these difficulties with seriousness. We can't just float through life just having fun all the time. And so we seriously address the issues of life, the problems of life, the work that we have, taking care of our homes. All these things are serious elements of life. But too often that becomes our entire life. Obviously, we cannot just go about life having fun all the time. But it is important to make sure we have an element of fun. It is just healthy. It makes us happier and healthier to have some fun in life. And too many folks begin to see fun as trivial, as childish. It's something children do. It's something that I did when I was young. But it's not something that we really think about sometimes as adults. But fun is something that makes life better. It makes life more healthy, and it makes life happier. There's been many studies about this, and there's a lot of health benefits to just having some fun in your life. It can help in a lot of areas. It can reduce stress, and almost everyone needs to find ways of reducing stress. It can improve our mood. It can help our outlook. It can improve our relationships because when we are having fun, we tend to bond with other people a lot easier. It's a lot better to bond with people when we're all having a good time together. And there's even been some studies that show that having fun after work, after a long, hard day of work, having some time of fun and relaxation and enjoyment can actually help us sleep better. That it can improve our sleep patterns, and that just makes us healthier. There's so many benefits to incorporating fun into our life, incorporating some things that we truly enjoy that just make us happy for the sake of happiness. When we incorporate these things, we're going to be a healthier person with better relationships, less stress, and a better outlook on life. This is a really important strategy to put into our life, and so I want to help you do that today. I'm going to give you 5 strategies that you can incorporate into your life that will just help you have more fun, which of course leads to a healthier, happier, more enjoyable life. The first strategy is to know what fun means to you. Not everybody enjoys the same thing, and we need to know what it is that we would call fun. Now that might seem like a very easy answer, but it actually requires some thought. Too many times we really don't know what we enjoy, especially if we've become overly serious or overly busy in our life. We don't even know what would be fun for us. We haven't really tried it in a while. And so it might take a little experimentation. It might take some just trying some new things to see what we might really enjoy. But at least think about what we would call fun, what we would really enjoy doing, to know what that is so that when we do get time, we can incorporate those fun things into our life. It's interesting if you ask someone, what do you do for fun? They might actually stumble over an answer. If you say, what kind of things do you enjoy? I don't know. I'm usually too busy working. People sometimes have a lot of difficulty if they haven't been enjoying their life, if they haven't been having some fun in life. They don't even know what they enjoy anymore. And so give that some thought. The first strategy is to know what fun means to you. The second strategy is to make it a priority. And that means to schedule it. To actually schedule it. Don't wait till you have time. Schedule it into your week. Put something down on paper, on your calendar, and when people ask you, do you have time, say, no, I have an appointment then. And that appointment is to have fun. You don't have to tell them that, but to schedule a time to do some enjoyable things, because as I said before, these things are healthy. Having fun, enjoying life, these things are healthy. It provides us with a happier life, a healthier life. There's a lot of benefits to this. And so scheduling that, just as we might schedule exercise or a doctor's appointment or some other healthy activity, we need to schedule some fun. Make it a priority and put it on your schedule. The third strategy is to focus on having fun in small doses. Sometimes adding another thing to our schedule might seem overwhelming. It might seem like we're just too busy. We have too many things to do. I don't want to schedule anything else, particularly if you do have an attitude that fun is trivial. It might seem silly to put something on your calendar, but you can do it in small doses. You don't have to schedule an entire day. You don't have to take a week of vacation to have fun. You can schedule it in small doses, 15 minutes. See, if we do the first strategy and we know what it is that is fun to us, we have a plan. We know the type of things that we enjoy doing that will add an element of fun to our life. If we've done that, then we can set that priority and we don't have to have large amounts of time to do it. It doesn't have to be a long time. It can be a small doses that we add once a day, maybe twice a day, maybe multiple times a day. Maybe it's just 5 minutes. If you have something you really enjoy that you love to do that is just fun for you and it's easy and convenient, whatever that might be, maybe you can schedule that in just 5 minute increments every few hours throughout your day. And it just lifts our spirit. It helps us be happier. It helps us focus better because we're not so distracted into all the problems. It gives us a little bit of a break from being overwhelmed by all the difficulties of life. It just adds a little bit, and it doesn't have to be much. You can add a little bit of fun to your life in small increments each day as we plan that out. The fourth strategy is to know that attitude makes a difference. We might even be able to get to the point that we enjoy things about our work more than we ever have. We might begin to enjoy working around our house more than we ever have. We might be able to make some of those elements fun. Now, very often, work is about a routine. Keeping our house is about routine. It's not fun. It's just something we need to do. But there are occasions that we might be able to make some of those activities fun. We might be able to really enjoy them. And a lot of that has to do with our attitude. If we go into it looking for things to be fun, looking for things to be enjoyable, looking to find ways to make things more enjoyable, to not trivialize the idea of fun, but make it a priority. Understand that it affects our health. It affects our outlook of life to the place that it becomes important. Then we can look at how do we have more fun at work? How do we have more fun around our house? How do we take the normal activities and make them more fun? And very often that is about the attitude that we bring to it. If we allow ourselves just to fall into a routine and everything is just about getting something done and checking it off the to-do list, then it tends to drag us down. Now, obviously, everything about our life is not going to be fun all the time, but if we look for it, if we pay attention and we seek it out, then even some of our normal routines, some of the things that we just ordinarily do, we can make them more fun by having the right attitude, by making sure we focus on the things that we enjoy and allowing that to be fun. not allowing it to fall into a routine, but really enjoy doing it. It might be, for example, something like cooking dinner. You know, that can just be a drudgery. It can be something that we do just because we have to eat. We can just get it done, and it's just another chore that we have to do, and then we have to clean the dishes after dinner and all these things, and it can just be work. But a lot of people can really enjoy cooking. It can become something fun to do. It can become something that becomes a really enjoyable ritual that we do every day, of finding new recipes, of really experimenting with the flavors and finding out what we really enjoy. And instead of just cooking something in order to eat, really find ways of enjoying the routine of cooking. This is just one example. If we look for things that are fun for us, we can bring an attitude of enjoyment. We can look for ways to enjoy those things, and a lot of those normal everyday things like housework and cooking and keeping the yard and things we do at work, some of those things, not all of them, but some of them can actually become a lot of fun if we bring the right attitude, if we are looking to make them enjoyable and actually allow ourselves to just thoroughly enjoy those things. Attitude makes a big difference. Finally, the fifth strategy is to look to spend time with fun people. Sometimes our life is not very fun because we're surrounded by people that are not very fun. Now, it doesn't mean we have to get rid of those people. It doesn't mean that we have to shun them from our life, but we can look to develop relationships with other people. We can look for friendships with people who know how to have fun, who know how to enjoy themselves, and enjoy some of the same activities that we do. And again, that goes back to the first strategy of being able to define for yourself what you think is fun. And then find people that enjoy that same thing. Make friends with people that enjoy those same activities. And when we are around people that are fun, it's much more likely that we're going to be having fun ourselves. So having those relationships, looking for them, seeking them out, and in spending time with people that know how to have fun, particularly in the areas that we enjoy of life, make those relationships, we're going to find it easier to have more fun in our life. And so if you know what fun is to you, and you make it a priority by scheduling it into your week or maybe even every day, and it doesn't have to be a lot. The third strategy is to keep it in small doses if you need to, just a few minutes a day. Know that attitude makes all the difference. We need to approach life as seeking out things that are fun, looking for things to be enjoyable, and find people. Look for people and look to spend time with them that are having fun, and have fun with them. If we do these five things, it's going to bring more enjoyment into our life, more fun into our life, and that is a healthy thing. I want to repeat, it is not trivial, it is not childish to have fun. It is a healthy thing for our minds, our emotions, our bodies. It is a healthy thing to enjoy elements of our life. Life is too difficult to always be serious. We need to have some fun. And so make that a priority. Find things that are fun to you. Find people that are fun and bring that into your life. If you do that, it's going to help you. Thank you for listening. I want you to know that this program is sponsored by the English-speaking United Methodist Church of Prague. These are people who want to help make your life better. You can find that website at esumc.cz. You can also find this and other color radio programming by going to radiocolor.cz. And of course, you're welcome to check out my website at markahicks.com. Thank you so much for listening. This is Life Strategies. Life is difficult, but life can be better when we have the right strategies. Take care, everyone.